Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our show. This is the Chemo Girls bringing you the Cancer Survivor Show. It's Lucy and
Sharon.
And we are so excited this morning to be back with you and to have a very special guest with us this morning. Her name is Lauren Miller, and I had the extreme pleasure and honor of meeting Lauren a couple of years ago on a business trip. We were on a big boat together. It seems strange to think about going on a business trip on a cruise, but we were able to juggle having some business fun and some fun all in the same time. And Lauren and I connected in a very special way. And most importantly to this show, Lauren is a cancer survivor. And when she got up, she was one of the speakers on this particular cruise. And I just fell in love with her. In fact, I think the first thing I said when I came back to Sharon, I said, "You have got to meet Lauren Miller. She is phenomenal." But let me tell you a little bit about Lauren. She is a world-renowned stress relief expert, in addition to be a cancer survivor. And she has won national and international awards as a best-selling author, speaker, and she is the founder of her own company, StressSolutionsUniversity.com. Lauren has received national recognition in Red Book, Ladies Home Journal, Family Circle, CNBC, MSNBC, Lifetime and Discovery, along with the International Journal of Healing and Care. And she's going to come to us today to talk to us about her work in stress reduction management and give us probably a little insight into her journey with her own cancer she managed that along the way.
Yeah,
and so I want her to tell us a little bit about some of her publications. Lauren has written several books. Her fourth book is a best-selling book by the name of 5 Minutes to Stress Release, and it's just been released this spring of 2013. And we'll let her tell you a little bit more about that book and where it can be found. But
right now, I guess we need to just start picking Lauren's brain for the benefit of our newbies.
Yes. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being with us. I know you've been on vacation and you're coming out of vacation mode just for a few minutes. So thank you for giving us a little bit of time.
We really appreciate
Absolutely.
So, Miss Lauren, I wanted to ask you, just to kind of get everyone on the same page, what exactly is stress?
You know, it's interesting. It's different for every people. I was just speaking about this the other day, how God has created us each very uniquely. We each process life very uniquely. Something that will stress me out won't stress you out, and along down the line. Everybody has a unique heart signature. Everybody has a unique eye pattern. We're different fingerprints. The stamp of uniqueness is carried within our being. And stress is the same way. Everybody processes life in a different way, which equals different joys as well as different pressures, which lead to internal stress, mental stress, physical stress, emotional stress. And, you know, simply put, I think one of my favorite definitions that I've been writing about for quite some time is this, that it is simply a signal. It's a signal within our bodies, because our bodies are continually talking to us throughout the day. And this is, I believe, a gift that God has given us. Many people refer to it as intuition or inner knowing. But I feel that we haven't tapped that near to the extent that it can serve us in this world. And it's a signal within our bodies giving us the opportunity, the invitation to identify and adjust our perception of life. Because as life unfolds outside of us, we have our observation, and it's objective. It has no emotional flare-up until we label it as positive or negative. As soon as you label it as something that perhaps will threaten your safety or ability to connect with people, which are two of our high basic needs, then that throws us into the primal brain, which is the part of the brain that is the fight, flight, freeze mode. And it no longer serves us in the sense that it actually works against us. Perhaps a long, long time ago, it protected us from actual attacks from predators where we were able to get out of a situation that was physically dangerous.
Yeah.
And now, not in tigers and bears, it's fears, doubts, and worries that cause us to muck around in the front part of the brain, known as the primal brain, that keeps us stuck in life.
Right. So it's really our checkpoint. It's a natural checkpoint, but I know we'll probably get into this a little bit more in depth in the next few minutes, but really it's our checkpoint that we have to keep managed. Yeah, I've never really heard the definition of stress like that. It's phenomenal.
Stress being an opportunity.
Yeah,
stress
absolutely.
Is an opportunity.
Well,
like
it's an
it is.
It's an invitation for growth. And I'll often refer to this as Earth School. Many times throughout the day, if I feel the anxiety coming up, I'll often pray, dear God, help me to pass the test and learn the lesson.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come around again.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I've prayed that one.
If we look at it as if we remain flexible, because flexibility is key for being able to shift on our feet. And this is what Jesus, I believe, was talking about with children. You must become like a child. If you watch children, everybody can relate to the freedom a child has under 5 years old.
Right.
They're not drugged by the drug of approval, needing the approval of the outer world to know that they can skip and jump and explore life.
Yeah.
And this kind of curiosity and fascination, wonderment, those three words can be our closest friend again, if we start to nurture them and practice them throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a grace. I'll often pray, dear God, grant me the grace to be curious and fascinated about all of life. Because then if somebody is dumping, I'm producing a CD actually, and one of the topics is what to do when you're in the presence of dumpers to protect your energy. And we're both dumpers and dumpees. We've done both on both sides. And the scientific evidence, there's a recent study that I just loved, because I feel that it's very true that when you are in the presence of those people complaining, the brain actually can shrink. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where it's definitely an invitation to protect ourselves against complaining from our perspective, but also being in the presence of people who are dumping and not feeling the need to be the savior and solve their problems, because that's their lesson. They're in that class. So to encourage them that they have the skills to be able to solve the problem, rather than saying, oh, let me, and getting all stressed out of thinking it's your responsibility to rescue people.
Right.
And that's the disease to please,
right,
which we can do a whole call on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an invitation. It's absolutely an invitation to identify and adjust our perceptions.
Please let us know when you get that CD completed. So we'd love to post that on some of our
social media
networks, mm-hmm, and on our webpage.
Sure.
And I can't wait to
absolutely
hear it myself. When do you expect that to come about,
Lauren?
Absolutely. I think everybody struggles with
that's
that.
That's right. Well, I know a little bit about your story, just having spent some time with you before, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about where your interest in stress release came from? I know you were already an expert in stress management when you were diagnosed with your own breast cancer, but where did that really start, Lauren?
Well, it was in 2006, and I was going through a divorce at the time, after 17 years, and I had 3 children, 8, 10, and 12. And actually, 1 week prior to my final divorce court date, I got the phone call that began with, "Are you sitting down?" which was never a good opening line.
That's how mine started.
And was told that I had, you know, cancer within my body. And they were not giving me the odds that I wanted. But then again, it was an invitation for me to remember that I am not a statistic, that in spite of any news that they told me based on their studies as human beings with the information they have available to them, that my identity does not rest upon their studies unless I choose to give it the power to define who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So when I made the decision that no matter what the white coats told me, with all due respect, that I was wired to heal, that I was literally created to heal, I'd seen my body heal since I was a little girl. I had scratched my knee and I'd watched, you know, I didn't even think about it. It just automatically healed within a couple days. So I knew that to be true about my earth suit, that I'm literally, it's wired to heal. So I would often say, even though I've been told this,
yeah,
I choose life anyway. Mm-hmm. I choose to give my body permission to heal naturally. I choose to return to my God-given natural state of being, which is health and restoration. And again, staying awake at the gate of any serpent of fear, doubt, and worry that would slither in, usually in the evening or when my body was weak after the chemos or radiation or surgeries. Again, stay awake at the gate, and any thought that creeped in that didn't serve that intention and that choice to show up for healing, knowing that God had given me the ability to heal, I would delete it, and I would say, I choose you, God, over this. I choose life over this. I choose healing over this fear, over this doubt, over this worry, because that is my God-given natural state of being, so I would claim it.
That's amazing.
And I continue to do that every day because, according to the White Coats, I'm in a very high group for recurrence. And that, to me, doesn't settle well with who I know myself to be.
That's right.
Created to heal.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. So the power of the mind and your connection with your maker is so important when you're facing this cancer diagnosis. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep,
Ms. Lauren, I wanted to ask you, what is the fuel behind frustration and tension that leads to stress?
Oh, when you're feeling the tension in life, it's usually the three fuels, the three main fuels of stress can be categorized, I feel, into fear, doubt, and self-doubt and worry. When you feel tension about anything in life, it usually will be able to be placed in one of those categories. Either it's a fear that you're not going to measure up, you're not good enough, you can't do something, it's not going to turn out the way you want it to, you're not going to be okay, you're not going to be able to handle it, and in my case, I might die.
Yeah.
In terms of the self-doubt, that's, I don't believe I can do it. I don't believe other people can do it. I don't believe I can do it. I've never done it before. I don't think I can do it now. That's a huge one in terms of expanding your territory in life in a positive direction is the self-doubt that causes much tension and anxiety and stress within the body, beginning within the mind. It's all in the mind.
Yeah.
You are what you think you are. And that's been repeated over and over again throughout all of history through many, many mouths and spirits. And the last one is the worry piece.
Yeah.
Two of the worries, main worries that keep people up at night are two questions. Why did things happen as they did? And I need to know how this is going to turn out in order to feel successful, in order to feel safe, connected, capable.
Mm-hmm.
The worry piece is huge.
Yeah. And sometimes we just can't get that final picture. We just have to rely on that we're doing everything we're supposed to do that day and that we trust in what will come out of it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. And that's where the spirit of curiosity and fascination come in.
Yeah.
Because you can take everything that's thrown your way throughout the day and respond with, what is my lesson? What can I learn from this? What piece of information am I meant to learn to grow in the ways of love?
That's right.
Which is what brings us all that deep peace and feelings of safety, love for myself, God, those people around me. How can I expand in my ability to love? And how can I resurrect the gifts I've been given for a greater good in this world?
That's right.
To create a greater good in this world while I'm still wearing the earth suit.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Well, I can see you now in front of our little conference group that we were on, and you were running around, and you were jumping up and down, and you were telling us all about these stress release methods that you have and in your wonderful books. And I can remember laughing, just seeing so much energy and joy come out of your whole being, Lauren. So you used a lot of humor when you went through your cancer experience. And so can you share with our listeners how in the world you brought humor into that twisted situation?
Well, again, I believe it's grace. You know, I've had a simple prayer since college, literally since college, where I'll say, "Dear God, grant me a spirit of joy and laughter throughout the day." Because I knew that if I could meet any situation with a lightheartedness, and when I send out messages through Twitter or Facebook throughout the day, they're all geared to lighten people up, lighten myself up and those people that read the messages, because we had that lightness about us mm-hmm. when we didn't care or have the concern of farming out our identity to what we do, what people say, and anything externally. So we were able to literally plow through any challenge with this lightness about ourselves and our spirit, which I believe is the freedom that we're called to as children of God in this world. And so I really feel that the freedom piece comes from the joy and the laughter, and it is a grace. I would literally, there were definitely weeks that would go by and I wouldn't laugh.
I can imagine.
And I would just feel the heaviness within my body.
Yeah.
And getting the, I get the studies sent to me, recent studies on stress sent to me, that show the connection between anxiety, stress, and the biology, how it shows up in disease. I'm always very interested in that connection, but yeah. One of the consistent revelations that I've been realizing with these studies that have been coming in over the years is the connection between laughter and healing. In fact, the scientific world is actually considering laughter as a possible cure for cancer, asthma, and depression. Why is this the case? Because it increases oxygenation, boosts the immune system, and decreases inflammation,
mm-hmm.
Releases toxins from the body. Lightens up the entire body, and there have been case studies of people that all they did was rent. They rented funny movies. They put themselves in situations where they would laugh every single day, and the cancer could no longer be found after 3 months of doing that.
Amazing, amazing.
So laughter is huge, and the cool thing is about laughter. And those are just three of the biological benefits. The list is huge. I believe I list all of the different. It's blood pressure and all of the different effects that you get, but it works even if it's fake. And this is this movement out of India called laughter yoga. And basically, it's based on the evidence that just as smiling evokes the same uplifting elements within the body, so too laughter. Laughter, when you do it, even if it's fake, like ha ha, he he, ho ho, and you're going through the motions, which you usually end up cracking yourself up anyway.
Yeah,
you feel
yeah,
silly.
Yeah. Especially get in front of a mirror,
boosts,
huh?
it boosts your immune system. I remember learning in one of my psych classes that a very powerful technique to move into a different transition is to act as if. Act as if, act your way into feeling. So you start to act out the behaviors of somebody who is positive. You start to
wow.
act out the behaviors of someone who is laughing.
Yeah.
And then the emotional state, you resurrect the emotional state that you desire to experience by simply acting as if.
Yes.
Act as if it is working out for you. Act as if you are healthy. Act as if you are lighthearted and find humor in life. When you start to act your way into feeling, the feelings start to come and that becomes your reality. But
that's
it's a conscious
amazing.
Choice. It's act as if. Act as if this is happening. And in neurolinguistic programming, they also refer to that as eliciting states of behavior. You elicit the state of behavior. Basically, you be the emotional state you desire to experience in the people around you. And what happens is you actually lift their energy, their mood to where you're at. And it's one of those things that it's a fun experiment that if you walk into a room and you decide to be joyful and lighthearted, how many people you can get to smile.
That's right.
You bring it with you.
Yeah, you bring the joy, the light.
I think we're going to have you back on just to talk about this new research.
I think
when we have
wonderful.
More time, I think that is totally amazing. I think mm-hmm. I'm going to get in front of a mirror today and just start laughing.
Yeah,
I'm going to put
good.
Your picture on
Every
the mirror, though, Lauren.
Myself, just,
that's what I'm going
to
do. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, well, I know that you have a gift for our listeners, Lauren. Where can they go to find the gift?
If they go to StressSolutionsUniversity.com, they can get it there. That's StressSolutionsUniversity.com. If they sign up there, they'll get the free gift, and they'll also receive reminders of the bi-monthly 15-minute calls that I do. I'm doing one on Thursday on how to boost your, I believe it's about how to boost your confidence. I'll just check on the topic. But it's specific stress triggers that we experience in life and how to release them. And so they'll get the reminder calls and call-in information, and they can jump in and listen to those calls whenever they want. It's twice a month for 15 minutes.
Excellent.
And
That's usually great.
Just take one topic. I think the last one was anger flare-ups and how to release them. And so StressSolutionsUniversity.com, StressSolutionsUniversity.com, and they can get their free gift there.
Okay, and you were talking about Twitter and such. Are there other ways that they can find you through your social media?
If they go to my main website, laurenemiller.com, laurenemiller.com, they can access the social media from there, and that's my main website, so they can learn about the coaching programs I have as well as upcoming events. And we're actually going to be doing an event at the Woodlands in Houston
at
Carrie Shook's church for the youth, which I'm very excited about.
Oh,
I absolutely love the youth.
You know, yeah. We need to start altering those little minds early in life so that kids can start learning how to control their stress and from the very get-go.
And I'm from Houston myself. I learned to ice skate at the Woodlands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
tell us when you're going to be there, Lauren.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that's great. Well, that's on my events page.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
The details are there.
Don't be surprised if Sharon Cruz comes and taps you on the shoulder and says, "Hi, I'm Sharon."
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And Miss Lauren, we always try to wrap up our show with a not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day. And we hope that maybe you would have something to share about taking taking life by the horns and owning the joy and that kind of thing in life, and making a deliberate choice to do that.
You know, a simple practice this week, and I was writing about it, has to do with self-control. And it's a piece that's often overlooked because we use victimization language.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say, "I can't help myself. Nothing is working out for me. Why isn't this working for me? Why don't I get what I want when I do what I think I need to do to get what I want?" All of those types of phrases are out of the realm of self-control, because any time that you give in or lean into that type of victimization mode, you're not exercising self-control, which when you do exercise self-control, which is what I talked about earlier, basically you see the fear, you see the worry, you see the doubt, and you choose what you want anyway. So my invitation to the listeners this week is to become the observer of your life versus the reactor. Watch yourself doing life. What triggers you? When you're triggered, what do you do about it? It becomes very humorous when you take that step back between what's happening outside of you and your response to it. And I remember doing this in some of my psych classes, particularly in deviant psychology, where you are actually sent out to do a different behavior that is out of the norm of how you do life. And this is one of those invitations to the listeners this week, is to simply, when you do see yourself getting worked up and you feel that within your body, to make a conscious choice, erase and replace. Then you say, "I choose. Even though I'm feeling this, I choose."
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Even though
I'm feeling anxious, I choose to remember that I have the ability to come up with a creative solution. I've done it before. I can do it again.
That is a huge, huge statement. Yes. Thank you so much, Lauren, for valuable information. Remember, everyone, you can find Lauren at laurenemiller.com, or you can find her at stresssolutionsuniversity.com. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and God bless you, and we just ask Him to bless your work and especially these youth. I'm very excited to hear about you working with youth and to empower their lives to be better individuals.
I've worked with youth for 20 years,
yeah.
and I'm very committed to the youth.
Yes. Well, thank you. And if we can ever help you in any way, you just let us know. And we hope to
have our paths cross again very soon.
Yes, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right. God bless you today.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the gift of life. Thanks for having me.
Bye,
thank
Lauren.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you got plenty out of this interview with Miss Lauren Miller. And again, we thank you, Lauren, for taking the time to meet with us. And we'll see you next time on the Cancer Survivor Show, where we're not just surviving, but thriving with you. Bye now.
Bye-bye.